When a person's not living right, man, the man of God has the responsibility and the authority to rebuke that person. When he's put on the platform to preach as a man of God and speak as an oracle of God, God requires him to preach in a manner that if there's anybody there that's not living holy, it's going to bring conviction upon him, whether he's a church member or a sinner who's never hit the altar trying to get right with the Lord. Say, just get them saved, and you'll just get them saved, they'll go to heaven anyhow. That's a stinking lie. And that's, a man of God has got to ignore that mess as far as believing it, and he's got to teach people the difference. He's got to teach them that it's either holiness or hell. And when you don't live holy, you get the reproof, you get the finger pointed in your face. Thus saith the Lord, you're going to perish in your sins. Speaking with authority. Jesus is looking for Christians that live that life, that they can use the Word of God. And the only way you can speak with authority is use the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. The man of God cannot get up and declare his convictions. It must be the Word of God that he speaks with authority. You can try to get in here and legislate holiness and tell somebody exactly how long their hair ought to be or how short it ought to be and how long the sleeves ought to be and just how exactly to fix up. There's nobody can tell you that. But there's one thing about it. He knows the difference between the clean and unclean, between the holy and profane. He knows the difference between truth and error. He knows the difference between a false prophet and a real man of God. He knows the difference between a counterfeit Christian and a true saint. And he has to warn you. And the Bible says, those that sin, rebuke them before all, that others also may fear. May God help us to continue to speak with authority, not as the scribes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray the Holy Ghost would rest upon everyone as they hear this message, Father, that there will be reproof and correction. There's sin in their lives. They're backslid. The Bible said a backslider's filled in heart is filled with his own ways. Backsliders must be reproved and turned back to the cross of Jesus. And their sins must be under the blood of Jesus. They must repent. Repent or perish, holiness or hell. That is the cry of a true man of God. And Lord, with authority, I speak the word of God for your glory. And as the Apostle Paul declared, all things I do and say, I do it for God's elect's sake, that they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. We ask you, God, to convict and turn to true repentance and divine favor in your sight. In Jesus' name, and amen. Praise the Lord.